Mama dropping out tea warmers up. He said, "Is that your number? You've won a bottle of whiskey." So I said, "Thank you." "Oi, that's my ticket, not yours. Why are you saying thank you?" I said to him, "I'll wrap it up and give you it for your Christmas present." About me getting drunk, as if I would be. Anytime. I don't remember bloody you coming in on a Sunday morning. Sometimes you'd bloody hardly been to bed. About our bloody night with Stuart.
Shut up.
She got no fucking no, and then I'd bloody bad to you know within about 5 minutes. I said, "Yeah, he told them." Yes, you did. You did.
You both did,
not me. No, I never. That's why everybody to secrecy, but they all know within a few minutes. You told them. As you always still continue to tell them. Yes, you do. No, we don't row, luckily.
Yes, we do.
We ain't got a much there, it's just mad. We won't last till 10 now. They've done the welcome break, they've done the charger, now they're on the Tesco. We've got 1,000 more to do with Sainsbury's, and that's it. That won't last till 10. And we'll all be coming racking. Oh, what's with Suzanne, Paul, Teresa, and John Flood, bloody Chichis and Tesco. Why are they doing it if there's nothing to do? Merv. I'll be doing all that if there's nothing to do.
I've got time on tomorrow, something.
Well, you'll have mine. Probably night's out. I've got 1,000 to do. Anzad, Merv, John, Teresa, Paul, Anne, Riles, all trusting, done the rest of me trusting. I've done the chargal, I've done the welcome break, now they're on the test score. I've only got 1,000 Sainsbury's to do, and we'll be all done, but not long after. But why have they been doing that if there's nothing much to do? Why has John, Flood, and Anne, and Paul, and Teresa, and all them been on that trusting line in Merv?
They're probably trying to get ahead, they're running short in the frozen department, so they're probably trying to get ahead, so we do a lot of frozen tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean, we're going to be all finished by 9 o'clock and you'll have us all and you'll...
Well, we can get tomorrow's done early, then we can run the PDC empty the rack and we'll do the scan up and run the PDC.
We would, but we'll live.
We'll have to, because
there won't be nothing. Nothing to do. Or the trussing, they might send him trussing and get that done.
Or else if we come in the afternoon, you'll trussing.
Your PDC. I don't know, mate. I only know that us takers, Anne and Paul and Anne and John and all them are all doing all the others.
They really ought to be teaching some
of the Cupside
girls to trust. I think it's going to be like
that. There we go, we've got to go down. Mouthful you take, thank you.
Bring up in that cup.
I'm going.
I'm cleaning up your baskets upstairs. When we've done the roast down the middle, we're going to put the pan in it. Wait.
Yeah, see you, car.
Oh, dear, I love. I better go up at 10 minutes, see what I've got up there.
Well, we certainly won't last till 10, no. So I've got 1,000 left to do, that, so, well, it might be over. I don't know what they've injected, but...
$200
legs short for Tesco, and 560 short for Sainsbury's. Mm. Well, we finished early, they could have put, unless they came in late, the order or something, next or something. Cotton.
And then 560 was extra, still leaves us 200 short on the days.
Somebody added Mary's thing up wrong then. Mary's sheet.
They calculated enough,
didn't
they?
No, that's what I said, they've calculated wrong.
We always tend to go over.
Yeah, a little bit over.
And they probably knew tomorrow was a very small day, so they haven't got
any, well,
they probably haven't made any for regions. Who eat? There's a gal.
Are
you on TV yet? We're going to start it, we'll go back. Pen
to the Chinese.
Yeah, we're in the
tunnels.
Here we could have got some
more. Yeah, we'll do all of them, you see. John wanted us to start dressing early, but we didn't need when Anne's got another team in the... another room doing it. Oh, I'll be finished for long.
Yeah.
Well, but another hour.
Have we got some more birds I thought is up the tree?
Yeah, we didn't do them. No, should we perhaps let's go back on them then,
well,
tomorrow?
Well, if you do, that I think perhaps that's the best plan of action. I'll have a word with him when he goes in.
Yeah, go back on them, because we didn't finish them, because there was 3 pallets. And we didn't even do 2.
There's only 1,200 pair last night, weren't there?
We didn't finish him because we wanted to start trussing early, then I'm started that little line trussing, you see, so we've done it between us. I've got 1,000 to do and she's got about 4 to 10.
Did they do some
reading? We've had gloves now, yeah, because our man gave them in when they came trussing. I don't know. They gave them in when they came trussing, the people who had them before.
Heavy, Denise.
Really, if you start a truss at 7 o'clock, that would have been soon enough.
Well, with the 2 lines going, yeah. Would have been about right then. But see, John, I don't suppose he realised Anne was going to fetch all the people out of be there and everywhere and start that up.
Well, that's it.
Merv. And then, so she started trussing out with me. I suppose that's what John thought, we might not get him done, start early and get him finished. So you just said leave the bird's eye bars and start your trust.
That was gone 7 o'clock. Just out of hours today.
All that PDC.
Clear
air, the 14. There was a PDC when we come in. I mean, they haven't checked any goujons, they haven't checked any of the fillets. There was two baskets of bone. Jeannie and Hillary are doing that. Yeah, I mean, it's 10. We'll definitely be finished in about an hour. Won't be till 10 anyway. You got as far as you could, apart from the actual thing, so at least you got that far.
I went out last night and saw Mick and John, and asked them, I'm not wearing my thing. And they said, well, until 9 o'clock on Friday morning, we've got you got it. They were surprised. So they weren't surprised. I said, look, you know, I want to know.
Well.
They said, well, I can't fault you on anything.
Yeah, it's just nice to know if there's something wrong, isn't there? Then you can try and put it right. Yeah, you can.
So we're just stoned. We were stoned. We were absolutely stoned.
You ask when this bloke comes in.
Yeah, what he's like.
Let's hope he's... We had Peter David, didn't we?
David? Over Cookside, he only lasted about 3-4 weeks. I mean, Gillis has been doing it ever since. And he didn't only last about 3-4 weeks, he was gone.
Now, when he was coming on air, he went, didn't he?
Yeah.
Black Peter. But he couldn't even do more jobs.
He didn't want to do it, did he? He said he wanted office. I remember him coming in because John said, well, you do what you did with him. And show him how to do all the jobs. He said, I don't want to learn them. I've come to supervise. He said, I don't want to get mucky. Couldn't believe me ears. I said, oh. So well, John said, would I show you how to trust him? I said, I don't wish to learn, thank you.
He said,
he said he'd come to supervise, not to do it. I said, I've no wish to learn it, thank you. I said, fair enough, I'll go and do something else. See, John, as soon as John arrived, he said to me, will you take me? He said, I don't want to learn it, you know, proficiently, but I want to know every job. So I just took him up and down every line. And when this Peter come, he said, well, you know, just show him everything and like you did me. And he said, he didn't want to know, thank you.
I didn't know he said that to
me. Yeah, he said, I've come to be a supervisor. He said, I don't wish to learn all that. Well, can you supervise if you don't know what the hell's going on?
I said
that's what John said. He wanted to look.
I said last week.
So he had a rough idea.
I suppose I draw some consolation where I got in the last one. He said you was in the last two.
He said it was between you and Saturday.
He said first the job in there.
That's it. I'm naturally disappointed, but I say you did well and you.
Mick said to me last night, he said, I didn't expect you to be rushing and flying about like you usually do. He said, I expect you to be all there and there to be so
good. No point, is there? That's it.
I said, I haven't failed. I said, I just haven't succeeded yet.
That's it. No. I'm not listening to anything, I'm taping. I'm doing a project. I'm taping all your conversations.
Okay.
In here, not in the factory. I didn't know. I could have asked.
What, in here?
Everywhere I go.
Oh,
it's all anonymous. Nobody knows who it is. It's for a dictionary, and they want new words that are commonly used. And they don't want an all old words that never get used. It'll be dropped in the next edition of a dictionary. So it's. I'm taping all my conversations I have with everybody for a week.
What if people don't want you to?
Oh yeah, you have to raise it. But nobody's going to, I mean, it says nobody knows who you are, what you've said anyway. At all, do they?
Well, I don't know. If you're just going to write down what you put on there. And
I don't write anything. I send the tape in. They don't know who you are. It's just a voice speaking. Nobody knows who you are or anything. They only know me. Nobody else. Why? Who's going to know when they list to compile a dictionary and what words you use? Who's going to know who you are?
Well,
at all. Well, if you want it erased, I will. I mean, it's up to you entirely.
But you won't have any trouble with Jeannie.
I said that to him. I said, well, you might, if I take it to work in certain years, and I said, well, if that's common usage words, that's what it has to be. And words that we never use at all that are in dictionaries and nobody ever uses them. They want to know common, ordinary speech. Words that we use.
And you can't get more common than
here. I told him, I said, you might use some. I sat in the pub Saturday night, man, I did tell Ron afterwards. And he's ever such a nice lad. He comes on me a dirty joke. So it's killing himself. I've got to tell you, Ron, I don't give a monkey if they want to hear it. So let them all hear it, they'll all be able to pass it round. Really disgusting, but it was a bit wrong. Are you ready, please?
Eric will tell you some goodies.
Ron just said, I've got a good joke for you here. You said to start to laugh. Can I have said it yet? But I didn't tell him. I said, if you don't wish to be on it, you can wipe it, just erase it. I mean, I don't listen to him, or I'm not listening to all that. I've got 20 tables. Just asked me if I'd participate in this project. I thought it'd be a bit fun. But it said nobody knows who you are or what you've said or anything. So it doesn't matter, does it? But the words they're interested in, not what you actually say, and the words that people are using. I've got now, so I don't even think of it. It's just there, and I just thought, no. That's the idea, really. If anybody asks you what you're doing, and you tell them, and you say it, if you don't wish to be honest, I'll wipe it off. But nobody knows who you are anyway, so what difference does it make? Unless it got personal and turned it off. I mean, when we went to the estate agents, the solicitors, and that's when you can't sort of sit there, putting what the solicitor's telling you, and you just turn them off. And, or if anybody told me, I mean, I wouldn't sit if someone was talking in confidence about their private life, but you just turn them off and that's it. Just normal conversations, the words that people use in common, different areas of the country with accents and dialects and one thing and another. It's with the Oxford English Dictionary, the next edition.
Yeah, very Oxford brand here, aren't we?